It's the sixth day of Christmas, and all through this place, the wonder of Christmas still shines on each face. We're gathered together to hear once again the story of Jesus' birth way back when. 2,000 years back, Christ was born, we are told, on a night much like this. It was dark and it was cold. And Joseph and Mary had come a long way only to find they had no place to stay. The Bethlehem inns were full up. They weren't able to find any room, so they stayed in a stable. Well, they had to make room with some sheep and a cow, but the baby was coming, and coming right now. And so they moved in with the cow and the sheep, and along about midnight, when darkness was deep, with Joseph to guard them, young Mary gave birth to God's only Son, born for us here on earth. And isn't it just an astonishing thing? He was born as a poor child and not as a king. When an angel appeared to some shepherds that night, it gave those poor shepherds and sheep a big fright. "Calm down," said the angel, "and hear what I say. To you a Savior has been born this day. He lies in a stable in Bethlehem town, wrapped in cloth in a manger. So get up and go down." Then thousands of angels appeared, voices ringing, praise to God and goodwill and God's peace they were singing. So the shepherds ran down and they found Jesus there, asleep in the manger, all swaddled with care. The Savior God promised and prophets foretold was lying right there, just a few hours old. They told all their friends what they saw in that stable. Then others told others, until now we are able to tell you the story of how Christ, our King, was born a poor child, our salvation to bring. For that very same Jesus in that manger bed later died for our sins and then rose from the dead. He ascended to heaven and he will come again. We know that he's coming, we just don't know when. And that very same Jesus that rose from the dead is present today with us here in the bread that we take in our hands and receive in our hearts. And through God's Holy Spirit, we all play our parts in bringing God's peace and goodwill to this earth. And for us, that all started with Jesus' birth. And now you know the story, and you'll tell it again. But that's the end of this telling. Merry Christmas. Amen.